Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got open phones. We're talking about how we have a psychotic group of eugenicists that openly say they want to brain damage us and make us servile ahead of just openly releasing megabio weapons to kill basically the majority of the population. We're taking your phone calls. I got a bunch of other news on a host of issues coming up, but we're taking your calls right now. Miguel in New York, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm calling to let the viewers know that they should start waking up and they should start putting out their own message, not just waiting on you to put out the message, because God forbid anything was to happen to you, who would be out there to give out the message to the people? I, like myself, I co-host a radio show on the over the internet, prepareradio.com, and not just you, but people like David Icke, Alan Watts, they're all just trying to tell people the same message. You have to go out and inform the people. Don't just stay there being dormant, thinking that everything's going to be okay eventually, because it's not going to be okay as long as you don't fight for what's happening to you.
What do you think of the fact that they admit they've been storing the naked body images the whole time? It does give you cancer, and they lied to us, and they now admit they're putting lithium in the water. They're poisoning us. Fluoride is there to poison us. I mean, they're out in the open now saying they're helping us.
Well, I'm not surprised that they're saying that they're helping us, because look, the first time we ever, if you think back, the first time I ever saw a body scanner was in the movie Total Recall. They were just preparing us to understand that this was going to happen to us. And now, here we go. We have body scanners all over the place. And the fact that they said that they're going, we're going to delete these pictures. They're not meant to stay there. It's all a bunch of baloney. Because every time they say it's right, it's always going to happen left. Every time they say this is good for you, eventually it's bad for you. Same way with the swine flu. They hyped up the pandemic and nothing ever occurred. Except for the people who actually went out and took the swine flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, they tested Gardasil. They knew it was killing people. They knew on the insert it doesn't protect you from cervical cancer. And they put it out to see if they could just kill people and get away with it. And they did. They're like, we're going to murder you. We're going to brain damage you. We're going to give you an autoimmune disorder, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. And we're going to order you to take it. And they just do it with a straight face. They are assaulting us through the drugs, the food, the water. God bless you, Miguel. Let's talk to Craig in D.C. Craig, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, my dear friend. How are you doing?
It's really hitting home just how hardcore a situation we're in. I mean, I'm living in a science fiction nightmare, and I realize now that most of the public is brain damaged, and they really did brain damage them, and now they're going to increase the brain damage system, and they're going to put it in the food and the water even more and spray it in the air so that I can't escape it, and they're going to try to brain damage my children. They're murdering criminals coming to kill me.
Well, earlier in the show, you asked for solutions, and what Miguel was saying just a minute ago is right on point. I think what needs to happen is that all of us who are aware of the New World Order and what our government is doing, we need to, as you say, get out of our comfort zone. We need to become leaders ourselves and recruit. We need, in essence, to grow ourselves like a military. The problem in this country is, one of the problems is that our leadership, our politicians, do not fear the people whatsoever. So they're running roughshod over us.
Well, they actually are starting to fear us. That's why they're admitting they're drugging our water supply and want to force injections on us that literally brain damage us and kill the area of the brain that allows you to get angry and focused and committed.
What needs to happen is those of us who are aware, like you said, we need to get the word out. We need to go to church. We need to tell everyone and try to convince as many people as we can.
And we need to get aggressive. And videos like my Food, the Ultimate Secret, and Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccines, those two videos, about 30 minutes of video combined, will give them all the documents and the proof they need. And I have Alan Watt and others that are well-versed in this on. I try to give them a bigger platform. Anybody who I know is real and decent and honorable. God bless you, Craig, Beth, Mark, Eric, and others. I want to hear from doctors and medical people if you can get through as well. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. We're going straight to your calls here in a moment. But if you just joined us, the globalists have gone from denying they want to exterminate the majority of the population in mainstream media. They've always said that in hundreds and hundreds of government documents and textbooks that we've listed and made films about. To now saying, yes, we've got to have one-child policy. We've got to drug your water, which they're already doing. They're just now telling you to make you servile so you're not aggressive. And whether you're a professor or a journalist working at a newspaper or TV station, a police officer, a doctor, a lawyer, a rancher, a farmer, an auto mechanic, a school teacher, it doesn't matter. You are under attack. There are more mainstream news articles than I could ever even cover every day where they go, yeah, there is mercury in almost all children's foods. We don't know why. Yes, there's lots of lead. Yes, bisphenol A does give you cancer and does sterilize you. And we have an 85%+ sperm drop. And within two more generations, we'll be almost completely sterile. That's mainstream news. This is all being done to you. This is all being done by design. Why do you think there's the ongoing joke about third world women? It doesn't even matter if they're white from areas of Eastern Europe where they don't have fluoride in the water and don't have all these high-tech vaccines that you can get them pregnant so easy. But it's hard to get an American woman whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter, pregnant. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. You're being assaulted. You're being attacked, and we have to stop being servile. We have to get aggressive. You have to be at city council every week with the EPA's own documents admitting a doubling in bone cancer from fluoride. That's just one of the things admitted. You have to be there saying, ban bisphenol A in our town. You've got to be suing companies that do it. But here's the good news, and I'm going to your calls. The good news is when I go in a gas station now, the good news and the bad news, every gum, I mean, I literally can't ever find it for my children, has aspartame. Sugar gum, sugar candy has it added. And I've had arguments, you know, with my cousin. I'm going, you're eating aspartame gum. He goes, no, this is sugar gum. I go, turn it around. He goes, no, it's not in there. I said, give it to me. When he was here for Christmas, and I turned it around and I said, aspartame. And I threw it back at him because I love him. And I said, listen, you've even worked for me for 2 years. You know this is real. And he goes, I know it is. I can't believe it's in sugar gum. And I said, I told you it's in all the gum now. I love you. Listen to me. I actually grabbed him by the shoulders in the backyard. I don't like them hurting my family. I've had enough of these criminals. You've got to get hardcore. I want a national initiative, and I'm going to have my graphics people, both Janae and Phil, who are both awesome, make a simple, and you can make them. Send them to us. We'll post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet. A simple one page that can be printed out and put on telephone poles that says, there is poison in the water. And then the little boot-licking scumbag local media is going to come out of their hive like a bunch of yellow jackets, like a bunch of bees, and they're going to go, how dare someone panic the town and say there's poison in the water? The police are looking into it. And then you need to let them know who you are. So let me tell you, they bought the bait before. They'll do it again. They will come and arrest you. Even though they allow other signs to be put it up in legal and lawful areas, or they will come and interview you, and the papers and TV will rejoice like they did in Texas and Florida and Michigan and California and Tokyo and London. Hundreds of news reports, hundreds of TV reports, hundreds of newspapers, dozens in Texas alone I saw, and they'll say, arrest whoever puts up a sign putting down Obama. Arrest who's ever saying there's poison in the water. And then you can pull up the EPA and FDA's own admissions that sodium fluoride doubles cancer and is a neurotoxin, and show them photos of the bags they use with skull and crossbones on it. And you can say, hey, I told the public the truth. And then you can go to city council and they will back off, because when they come after you, and most people they don't, you hope they do. When they come after you, then everybody's going to start asking questions. It's going to be all over the town. And then the media will suddenly shut down and won't report on it and go, whoa, we did something dangerous here. Let me tell you how you culture jam these people and how you crush them. I know how to smash these scum. I know how to beat them. But the power is in your hands. You have the power to defeat these people. But you've got to get those instincts and that humanity and that ancestral strength and that red blood pumping through your veins. You've got to access those resistance areas of your mind for total resistance, total defeat of these people. Just as your ancestors would stand there and say, the enemy tribe has invaded our land. They've taken over the last 6 villages and killed all the men and taken the women. We've got to wait for them at the pass, and we've got to fight to the death for our women and children. We've got to recognize the threat. Are you with me? And they start beating their shields. We're ready! Infowar 'em. Infowar 'em hardcore. You get that video, media pushes brain-eating vaccine off Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you send it out to your email list and post it on every message board, and you never stop. I said I'd go to your calls. I want you to go to Infowars.com, and it also financially supports this engine, this info weapon system. You can get Invisible Empire, 4 copies for $19.95. That's buy one, get one free. Same thing with Fall of the Republic. Buy one, get 3 free. Those are up there right now. You get them, give them a high quality. This will wake somebody up. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or you write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Tejas, 78760. And you know something, I don't get up here and get all growly and angry because I'm trying to get people fired up. I am fired up. At a primitive level, I realize an assault on my children and my family. And every man, every woman has this in them. Okay? You've all got it. I'm so angry right now, I guarantee you I could take on five big men and beat the living daylights out of them right now. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? You understand that? And you could do the same thing because we're in survival mode. But I'm not saying go out and physically attack anybody. I'm saying take that strength and pour it into resistance. That's what I've done in the last 15 years. And every one of you out there can do the same thing when you turn the power that is humanity loose. And that's why every one of the drugs and chemicals they're putting into the water and food is meant to take this energy away. What do they say in all these news reports I read yesterday that are up on the website? InfoWars and Present Planet, in the article, Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccine. It's to make you happy, not get angry anymore. Do what you're told. Lithium, brain-eating viruses. We have to recognize we're under assault. Of course, the federal marshals at the federal courthouses store everybody that goes to the naked body scanners with your name. It's a biometric scan. Now it's admitted. I told you I had the government documents a year ago. Of course it gives you cancer. They like to do things multifaceted. You're going to let them put your kids in there and fry them? The good news is people are saying no, because I go to stores now and they have big bags of mainline chips saying no GMO, no drugs, no MSG. It's good. You know, they know you're already making the choice. So now they're shifting to the water and they're shifting to forced inoculations. And let me tell you, these kids are having convulsions. The convulsions are triggered by the viral attack on the brain. And there's clear evidence they added things to that H1N1. They already hit them, folks. They hit tens of millions of people that bought it. The good news is record numbers refuse to take it. This isn't a game. I could care less if they kill me, except for the fact I want to continue my work. Realizing they're already murdering everybody and my children have no future if we don't beat these people? You think I care what the media says about me? You think I care what COINTELPRO does? You think I care about anything except saving people? We're all going to die individually, but the species and our families go on. And I'm honored to stand up against these people. So I'm telling you, the power's in your hands. Turn it loose. Get aggressive. Put up a simple thing saying, there is poison in the tap water. InfoWars.com. Or Google brain-eating vaccines, stuff like that. Do multiple ones. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. And they'll come out and try to stop you and then trigger everybody to look. There's InfoWar guerrilla operations that you can launch that will devastate the enemy. You know how good you're going to feel with a staple gun putting that up? You know how good you're going to feel videoing it and putting it on YouTube to get others to do it? You know how good it feels to stand up to these pieces of trash? Beth in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. No, you're right. This is not a game, and I've got firsthand experience with this lead and mercury crap. I have had body tremors, rapid heart rate, seizures, electrical charges in my legs and feet, the sensation of water being poured over my brain fog. I mean, just incredible symptoms. I've gone to 6 doctors for 2 years. Everyone said, you're fine. Here, go home with a prescription for Xanax. I was in the emergency room 3 times. I finally found a doctor that tested me for lead and mercury, and sure enough, my lead and mercury was literally off the charts. And I've been on for 9 weeks now. I've been on chelation, and 80% of my symptoms are gone, but this was the most horrible 2 years of my life. My brother-in-law was a county commissioner in our area and a good man and responsible for fluorinating the water. I told him about the dangers. He said his response was, the government would never give us false information and reports about the fluoride. It's good for you.
God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. We're going to come back. Get Watson on. Wired Magazine has now attacked me in a savage way of dealing with the brain-eating vaccine. They're scared, folks. They know we're warning you. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonah Lehrer, I'm thinking you pronounce it, L-E-H-R-E-R, is a contributing editor at Wired and an author of How We Decide. A Proust was a neuroscientist. He graduated from Columbia University and studied at Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar. He's written for The New Yorker, Nature, Seed, and the Washington Post, the Boston Globe. I'm also a contributing editor at Scientific American Mind and National Public Radio's Radio Lab. He wrote a story, and at the end of the article, he says, Alex Jones is a liar. That's how the article ends. Alex Jones is a liar. And he focuses in on one of the articles we linked to in our story, where the Mail newspaper reported the quotes by the scientists saying, this will make you calm, this vaccine will make you happy, it is a herpes virus that goes in and attacks the receptors so that the body can't become upset or agitated. Now, this is on record. This is what they said. He goes on to say, oh, well, actually, they would traumatize rats with strokes and then inject them with this, and it would cause the trauma hormones not to flood and cause more brain damage. See, just like the naked body scanners that are protecting from terrorists, really they're a 360 body scan. They always give you a cover story, and so they have this Rhodes Scholar, Jonah Lehrer. How do you pronounce that? L-E-H-R-E-R? Yeah, Jonah Lehrer, this Rhodes Scholar. Cecil Rhodes openly wrote books about how he would get all the best and brightest to set up a plan for world government and a scientific dictatorship. And here this guy is saying, I'm a liar. In our article about brain-eating vaccines, we linked to mainstream news about a whole class of vaccines that are live viruses that go in and, quote, cure you of drug addiction by attacking the receptor sites. In the same article and video, I showed the New York Times, Huffington Post, the British Journal of Psychiatry, and others saying they want to put lithium in the water as part of democracy to make us not commit suicide or be agitated. It's an antipsychotic. So, again, he builds a straw man saying I'm a liar and that this is just about helping people with strokes, where they claim that's one of the things this could be used for. My point was the article quoting the scientist, who may be a good guy, maybe a bad guy, that's only one thing I covered, and they were saying it was to keep you from becoming angry or agitated. And they said it was a cognitive booster and reprogram the brain with a live virus that goes into the brain. That's my point, is that these things do go into the brain and alter it. Just like in the Gardasil trials, it killed a bunch of people and maimed them and caused autoimmune diseases. Just like they admit in the London Telegraph, a tenfold increase in under 5-year-olds who took the H1N1 shot. 2 days ago, the government said quit giving the shot. And the British medical journals come out and said it was all a big hoax and the vaccine's dangerous. So did Wolfgang Wodarg, the head of the European Union Scientific Commission, who we had on earlier this year. I mean, we know what we're talking about. And you could sit up there and say, oh, you write books about neuroscience and, you know, that's what you went to school for. And you write for The New Yorker and Nature and Seed. They are scared of this, ladies and gentlemen. They are scared. So I'm asking Watson, I'm asking Steve Watson, both of them, the detailed reports with literally 50 links. It could be 500. It could be 1,000. It's unlimited. With medical reports where they're calling for drugging the water, where they admit fluoride's causing cancer and brain damage and making you servile, and where governments, I mean, there was the Wired magazine article about, oh, they're going to inject with lasers. In fact, print that again for me, guys. Just Wired magazine, laser-injected DNA vaccine, where they can inject hundreds of vaccines into your DNA. I mean, who knows what that's going to do? And they already admit for decades they've been testing drugs and things and amnesiacs on the troops to make them more aggressive, less aggressive, to make them forget what they've done. I mean, this is all going on. They're admittedly pushing all of this. They're poisoning us. I mean, here it is. Raw story today reporting on a mainline study. Corn byproduct, fructose, literally fuels cancer cell growth, study finds. But they run TV ads telling you how great fructose is and telling you how great corn syrup is and how we're conspiracy theorists. But I should be happy about this. The article's called The Brain-Eating Vaccine Conspiracy. I should be happy about this, because people are now going to go and they are now going to see the true documentation information. More of your calls are coming up, but I've got Paul Watson popping in via video Skype. We're going to talk to him about this on air, and he's going to get this out in the next 3 hours. A detailed report that deals with all of this and shows you how they're spinning it is, oh, this virus goes in and boosts your brain. No, the virus goes in and literally depending on which vaccine it is, creates plaques or attacks the receptor sites. I've read the patents on these, okay? That's the facts. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tell you the good news about this individual, Jonah Lehrer. It goes on to say that he researches psychology and brain sciences, neuroscience, and the relationship between science and humanities. He is a Rhodes Scholar, which is set up to establish world government. I mean, I guess he tried to deny that. The good news is his column section is called the frontal cortex, the main thing the globalists are targeting with all these chemicals and drugs. Wired Magazine, he's come out and attacked me, and I'm reading the comments. Every comment I've read points out, hey, Alex Jones shows all the articles where there's New York Times, they want to put lithium in the water. Alex Jones shows other articles where they admit that they do have vaccines that go in and attack the brain. I was just, this was one thing we mentioned, and in the quotes by the scientist, he says it'll make you calm and happy. You won't get angry anymore, which is what the lithium they say they want to put in the water is for. So you'll submit to all this. So the great news is, it's incredible that almost every comment here, people are pointing out a I mean, everybody's attacking him. He says, by the way, your cowardice in not presenting Alex's video and trusting your readers to think for themselves is an indication of your overall character as a human being. Also, the ad hominem against Alex with which you end your polemic article rather than increase your credibility. Does it increase your credibility? And just every one of them, every one of these, almost every one of these commenters comes out and attacks him. So the good news is everybody's going to look into brain-eating vaccines because they say it cognitive enhancement. Oh, it changes your brain. It changes your brain's DNA. Yeah, viruses are going in and attacking receptors, especially, just search the term. I had all the articles here. They're in my stack from yesterday. I'll pull some of them out and go back over them again, but they're in my videos as well that we posted at InfoWars.com. Where it, and I'm sorry I'm reading this here on air. I just got the article and just finished reading it over the break and now here on air. It's just so mind-blowing, incredibly mind-blowing to read all of the government patents and university patents and scientific patents where they say, we're going to cure you of drug use. And then you read the patents, the viruses go in and attack the receptors that would take up the opiates or the nicotine or the cocaine. Well, those receptors are there for a reason. Sure, you can take a drug to manipulate them, but the receptors are there to uptake endorphins. You're supposed to be angry and passionate and full of life. They're trying to make you a bunch of servile jellyfish. And it's all over the news they want to do that. So they can't have their cake and eat it, too. They can't say, oh, there's no world government, and then call for world government, like George Monbiot does all the time. They can't have it both ways. And he goes on to say that I will not link to Alex's video. Yeah, he doesn't want you to see it. He doesn't want you to see what I actually said. He wants to build a straw man about what I said. I want to have this guy on, Jonah Lerner, or Lehrer, however you pronounce his name. Let's go to Paul Watson briefly. Watson, I've got you back up. I know you're going out for a bit, but when you come back, I want you to do a report dissecting this guy, but with a key headline, and I already had asked you to do an overall report on this, just showing how the Pentagon says they're going to test this on the troops, not just this vaccine, but many others, how the Gardasil killed people, how these new generation of live viruses go in and do create plaques in the receptor sites so that you can't absorb the aggressive triggering, the aggression triggering hormones or, quote, drugs. You know, they're saying it's bad that we have these hormones. So let's go ahead and talk to Watson briefly about this. Watson, do you basically get what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is just today there's another article in Wired News that talks about how the Army are going to be injected with a vaccine that alters their DNA. So this kind of stuff's going on. It's being proposed for us. But now it's a conspiracy theory, according to this Wired writer. I mean, you've got the White House science czar saying sterilize people by putting, you know, sterilants in the water supply. And I suppose that's a conspiracy theory as well.
And suddenly there's literally hundreds of publications pushing hundreds, literally hundreds of new vaccines that go in with viruses. And what do viruses do? They kill tissue, literally going in to alter our brains. And then he quotes here. He says, now for the bad news. Apparently, one of the most popular Google trend searches for August 3rd was brain-eating vaccine. And he goes on to quote that the Daily Mail did take 400 words out of his article interviewing the scientist and said to create a vaccine that will eliminate feelings of stress. I was quoting the interview. Based on the Mail article, the kind of people who are worried about world governments are conspiring to sterilize and or pacify the populations of their drugs in waste, in water supplies, conclude that the scientist is working to rid us of our emotions via his vaccine project. Well, that's what it said. It said we've got hormones in us that make us upset and aggressive and anxiety, and this will cure that with a virus that goes in and attacks the receptors. And then he goes on to say, well, the vaccine could be used, you know, to help rats that have had strokes. Well, whatever. We quoted what the scientist and the writer said that was their main rollout and saying, oh, the public will be able to get this soon. Like it was the new wonder toy or the new Christmas toy or the new widget everybody's got to have. Well, I mean, Watson, isn't this good news, though, that we've drawn them out to attack us now?
Well, the thing about it is he implies that proposals to put lithium in the water supply are also fictional, mythical, conspiracy-noid, you know, fantasies. When that's what the Japanese talked about, it was in the BBC. It's linked to in our original article, lithium in water curbs suicide. And they said that large-scale trials involving the addition of lithium to drinking water may be feasible.
So well, Jonah Lear, however you pronounce it, this guy is a bioethicist. He studies neuroscience and psychology that we said is taking over regular medical science, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, it's on record Cecil Rhodes created South Africa and Rhodesia. It's on record that Cecil Rhodes wanted a world government and recruited people like Bill Clinton and others. I mean, his system did. I mean, this guy's incredible.
Well, he's obviously a protege of the elite. I mean, he's an Oxford graduate, he's a Rhodes Scholar, and he's coming out with this kind of stuff.
And one of his fellow travelers, the Oxford bioethicist, came out this week and called for lithium in the water and Prozac in the water. I mean, they're all over the place, and he's saying he knows nothing about it. We're crazy, Paul. The naked body scanners aren't being stored, even though it's now admitted.
Well, as he said, it's a straw man. It's a playground insult article. You know, it's what, four or five of the paragraphs that he's written, and it's just a puff piece. So good luck with it. But as he said, all the comments, well, the majority of them at least see right through it.
Man, I tell you, Paul, this is incredible. This is just amazing. Well, listen, I want you to do a... I know what you do as quickly as you can, a basic piece just full of links and documentation. I've read the patents and of these vaccines. He's claiming I'm just talking about this vaccine. Now, I was going off the headline saying, oh, it'll make you not get upset or angry anymore. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. Now he's trying to spin that, but that's what they say this is for. It's the countless ABC, CBS, CNN about vaccines to cure drug addiction. And then if you just search the term vaccine to cure drug addiction, viral plaques, or viruses plug up neuroreceptors. That's how they spin it. When you actually read the patents, and I'll try to search these and send them to you to help you with the research, because I've read them over the years. I mean, imagine these viruses go in and literally attack neurons, but they're saying, well, it's not good that you get upset. And so we're going to reprogram. This is cognitive enhancement. Just like CBS News says, mercury is a cognitive enhancer helping children behave better. See how they spin it? Brain damage is now behavior. Brain damage is now helping.
Yeah, these ones to stop drug addiction, as you said, all about stopping things from reaching receptors in your brain. So how can that be anything else than altering the very structure of your brain? That's exactly what these vaccines are about.
It's amazing. We've got Michael Kaufman coming up, but we may have to back him up a little bit to the last 40 minutes because I was on Mancow's show, which is on over 200 stations this morning, and he's seen the articles in the news about, you know, how they're drugging the water, what the vaccines are doing. And he really had a good rant breaking it down, how he can see the public's already been brain damaged. And I wanted to get him briefly on. He's scheduled to call in any time. We got Kaufman coming up, loaded phones as well. But Watson, just do a good job and point out that he did a straw man, that we did quote what he said, what the scientist said, and that it's this whole family of vaccines. And the other Wired article about troops, and how they're going to test shots where there's over 100 vaccines per injection and how they go in and alter the brain. I mean, this is serious business, and they want to just come out like they roll everything out like it's for your safety and it's good. We're here at the inception. I've known about this for a decade, preemptively blowing their program to bits. And so I hope listeners realize this is the big issue. God bless you, Watson. What's the ETA on the article?
A couple of hours, probably.
So by like 4 o'clock Central?
Yeah.
We're counting on you, Watson. Have Steve do his own from his own perspective. Hit him and hit him hard, all right?
All right.
Good job. We're in a fight with this Rhodes Scholar. We're in a fight with these globalists, and we're gonna expose him. And I challenge him to come on this show. I challenge him, this Lear, to come on the broadcast. And where I could sit here with stacks of government documents and patents and their own reports and read it to him. I can literally print a stack this high and just sit there and go, what about this study? What about this patent? What about this report? What about this? What about that? But that's why I bet you he won't come on this show. But we're going to put the invitation out to the associate editor of Wired. We're going to do that. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, great day today. We just get after some stuff here. I wanted to give some detailed facts on some things here. I didn't think you were going to take me that quick. That fellow is pretty good, the Watson fellow, both of them. Wow. I have some research. I've been in this field a while, and I want to put a jab to this little freaking kook that came on. Excuse my language. I've been trying not to hold. I've been up all night studying on this and doing some other things. I've been in this field, but I wanted to research a little bit more before I gave y'all some
info. Talking about all these bioethicists coming out in the New York Times and everywhere else saying we want to put lithium in your water whether you like it or not.
Well, yeah, I want to hit on specifically the lithium thing, and then I want to hit on something that we can all do, being my background and knowledge working at colonic centers and other places and things like that. So, yes, sir. First thing is this lithium thing. This guy is nut that came on there. He's a murderer, basically, because no one in their right mind in the government will probably never do. Well, they're pretty crazy because these New World people, these crazy people are running everything, and they're ignoring everything about God. And here's what goes on with the lithium here. In the States, we only have one place that gets it naturally reserved. And that's in El Paso, of course. Everybody knows that. But it comes in pico doses, which is very, very small amount. Tiny, tiny amount. Very small. You get up any further than that, you start getting toxicity. People that move there that have mental conditions, because they move there because it's cheaper than buying the lithium from other people, and it's naturally put into the water, and it's more stable. God's way of doing it. These people, it would usually take them 6 months to build that up, and then their metabolism would keep that small amount to where it would need to be, because our body will naturally get rid of
exactly. I gotta let you go, Mark. But yes, that's what Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, said. It builds up even in microscopic amounts to then become something that makes you servile and passive. They're talking about much higher levels continually, just like fluoride, that build up and build up. Now, I want to go to the man known as Man Cow, Eric. And he's here with a syndicated radio broadcaster. But I was on with him this morning, and I know this is one of his big hot-button issues. Now they've gone from denying sodium fluoride is put in the water to make us servile to saying they want to put lithium in, and we've got studies that are already adding it in with the sodium fluoride. And now we have Wired Magazine as well as what we just covered, the Daily Mail and others coming out and saying they're coming out with vaccines that go in and cure drug addiction by destroying your natural neurons that will accept the drugs, which then you can't have your own endorphins. And now Wired Magazine has come out and called me a liar, and it turns out this guy is a Rhodes Scholar who has written this report and studies and writes about the brain. And in this article at the end, he says Alex Jones is a liar. But in the article, he admits that In the news articles I quoted, they did say in the headline. In fact, find that Mail headline. It was, shots to make you calm, deal with stress. They admit that's what's going on here, but they say it's for your own good. You shouldn't be upset about it. Mancal, what's your view on this?
Well, Alex, all right. This is such a big topic. Let me start, and you're going to think this is crazy. Let me just start. My father was the mayor of Lakers, New Jersey. I've got newspapers of him with John F. Kennedy. It was around the time they were putting fluoride in the water that he heard from different political sources how dangerous this was. My whole life I heard my father talk about fluoride and how evil it was, and that the government had some plan, and that if you ate fluoride, you would die. And he was quite controversial for fighting fluoride. He never would allow us to have fluoride. Because of that, I should tell you that my dental bills have been awful. But he swore till the day he died that it was deadly stuff. Now let me fast forward here to the the last few years, Alex. When I was 15 years old or 16 or in my 20s, whatever, all I thought about was girls. And I see these young men now. They're not interested. And I talk to young women, you know, different college interns on my stupid radio show. And no, the guys are going to sit around and play video games and watch TV like zombies. Now, I live in the city of Chicago. I'm putting all this together. I know this sounds like I'm all over the place, but I'm sitting in Chicago, and you see these people just walk right out of the traffic. They're like cattle. And everything that's going on, and nobody gets upset. Everybody's calm. The boys are docile. Now, I remember the teachers attacking masculinity. Anyone who went to public school in the last 50 years, remember how the teachers would attack masculinity. So I thought, is that it? But these girls are, you know, these girls and boys, you know, the boys aren't interested in being with girls, or they're passive. Where is it masculinity? Whenever America needs a man to be a man in a movie, whenever we need a masculine man, we go to Australia or New Zealand, right? Are you there?
No, I'm listening to you. Okay. Well, man, cow, in all no, these no, reports, me, in all, me. I mean, we're about to go to break. Stay with us. But in all these reports, they admit they want to make us passive. They want to make us servile. They admit now they want to put it in there to make us servile. And when you study the water supplies, they're already adding it. They keep finding Prozac, all these other chemicals, lithium in higher levels, as well as fluoride, than what should even be there from sewage runoff. Stay there. Let's talk about this with ManCal on the other side.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636, 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, we're going to have ManCal for this segment one more. Eric, it's now all over the news. We're going to put some of it on screen. New York Times, you name it, with these bioethicists from Oxford and everywhere else saying, we want to put lithium in the water to make you servile. So this is a big deal. They're now going from quietly putting in fluoride that does the same thing, to openly admitting they want to make us servile. I mean, these people are bold. Why do you think they're doing this?
You know, look, when I first heard you talk about it, I thought, well, this sounds insane. But then consider what Botox is. They'll be able to package this and sell it to us. And, you know, it was the promo line for the poster, the 1973 Philip Kaufman classic, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, go to sleep and wake up happy. You go to sleep and you wake up like a zombie. And when you told me this stuff, and I've since researched it, I mean, it's perfect. It's cattle, sheeple, followers, Obama voters, Kool-Aid drinkers. And buddy, I'm telling you, you're in Austin, Texas. I'm in Chicago, and it's like zombies. I see human beings, but they're dead. They walk out into the street, you honk your horn, they look over, there's nothing going on in their eyes. And if you felt it in America, these people stumbling through life, I mean, young, beautiful girls, interns on my show, and guys don't ask them out, guys don't want to sleep with them. And then I meet the young men. I mean, we were ready to rock and roll, ready to party, ready to be with women. I mean, I'm not trying to be X-rated here or R-rated.
No, I mean, to be honest, when I was about 11, 12, yeah. I literally began like a wolf salivating when I saw women. And yeah. Every 24/7, it was all about, and by the time I was 13, I was very successful, going after women. And now you don't see this.
Buddy, I mean, me too. Look, so what is going on when you have an 18-year-old guy, these college guys, and they're not interested? They're not homosexual. I thought, well, maybe they have been browbeaten, but it's all of them. Look around America. People are stumbling through life. What is it? Is it chemicals in the water? Well, it very well may be. Is it the chemicals in the meat? It very well may be. Something is going on. And of course, masculinity is under attack by our media and the school teachers. Look, I had a guy on and he was telling me I'm ridiculous. I like having, my immunity system build up, and I don't do this stuff all the time, this hand gel, you know, and I think it's gonna really hurt us. All these, you know, these gels, these antibiotic gels, I think it's killing our immune system. And he was telling me what an idiot I was.
No, that's now admitted in major studies.
Yeah, I said, eat a spoonful of it. Eat a spoonful of it. I'll give you $100. He goes, no. My father said the same thing back in the day when they started. Why do we need anything in our water? Now we have to spend a bunch of money to get the fluoride out of our water. Why is the government putting a poison in our water? You can't eat fluoride. It will kill you. So my father fought this whole life, and because of it, yes, we have cavities. I had to fight that. Other kids that had fluoride in their water, they didn't have any cavities. So I was kind of mad at my father, but now I think about it, no wonder I'm angry. I have the ability to get angry. No wonder I get upset at injustice. I see it, and because I wasn't allowed fluoride and some of these other chemicals. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's why we see so many zombies, Obama, that just kind of stumble through life.
Obama.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I he called. This is not Man Tower, Alex Jones. Obama on The View said black people are mongrels. It is a dog term for an unknown breed of dog is a mongrel. Now, imagine if Sarah Palin or John McCain or somebody had called black people mongrels. And I went out on the street and, I said, Sarah Palin called black people mongrels. Killer, destroyer. Obama said it. Oh, well, he's so funny. I'm telling you, these people they're brainwashed. And I have a theory that his followers, he could get on TV and eat a baby live on TV and they'd let it go.
Man Cal, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds. And finish up with your take on this. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.